Up ahead, Langdon spotted the landmark he had been looking for. After crossing the Via dei Leoni, Langdon led her to the intersection of an exceptionally narrow street, more of an alleyway. The sign overhead read, Via Dante Alighieri. It sounds like you know a lot about the human brain, Langdon said. Was that your area of concentration in medical school?
No, but when I was a kid, I read a lot. I became interested in brain science because I had some medical issues.
Langdon shot her a curious look, hoping she would continue.
My brain, Sienna said quietly. It grew differently from most kids, and it caused some problems. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was wrong with me, and in the process, I learned a lot about neuroscience.
She caught Langdon's eye.
And yes, my baldness is related to my medical condition.
Langdon averted his eyes. Embarrassed, he'd asked.
Don't worry about it, she said. I've learned to live with it.
As they moved into the cold air of the shadowed alleyway, Langdon considered everything he had just learned about Zobrist and his alarming philosophical positions. A recurring question nagged at him. These soldiers, Langdon began, the ones trying to kill us, who are they? It makes no sense. If Zobrist has put a potential plague out there, wouldn't everyone be on the same side, working to stop its release?
Not necessarily. Zobrist may be a pariah in the medical community, but he probably has a legion of devout fans of his ideology, people who agree that a culling is a necessary evil to save the planet. For all we know, these soldiers are trying to ensure that Zobrist's vision is realized.
Zobrist's own private army of disciples? Langdon considered the possibility. Admittedly, history was full of zealots and cults who killed themselves because of all kinds of crazy notions. A belief that their leader is the Messiah. A belief that a spaceship is waiting for them behind the moon. A belief that Judgment Day is imminent. The speculation about population control was at least grounded in science, and yet something about these soldiers still didn't feel right to Langdon. I just can't believe that a bunch of trained soldiers would knowingly agree to kill innocent masses, all the while fearing they might get sick and die themselves. Sienna shot him a puzzled look.
Robert, what do you think soldiers do when they go to war? They kill innocent people and risk their own death. Anything is possible when people believe in a cause.
A cause? Releasing a plague? Sienna glanced at him, her brown eyes probing.
Robert, the cause is not releasing a plague. It's saving the world.
She paused.
One of the passages in Bertrand Zobrist's essay that got a lot of people talking was a very pointed hypothetical question. I want you to answer it.
What's the question?
Zobrist asked the following. If you could throw a switch and randomly kill half the population on Earth, would you do it?
Of course not.
Okay. But what if you were told that if you didn't throw that switch right now, the human race would be extinct in the next 100 years?
She paused.
Would you throw it then, even if it meant you might murder friends, family, and possibly even yourself?
Sienna, I can't possibly...
It's a hypothetical question, she said. Would you kill half the population today in order to save our species from extinction?
Langdon felt deeply disturbed by the macabre subject they were discussing, and so he was grateful to see a familiar red banner hanging on the side of a stone building just ahead. Look, he announced, pointing. We're here. Sienna shook her head.
Like I said, denial.